This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Imam Muslim rahimahullah makes mention of a narration in Sahih Muslim in Kitab al-Nikah on the strength of Alqama rahimahullah, who says, "Kuntu amshi ma'a Abdullah. I was once walking with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu bi Mina, in the plains of Mina, idh laqiyahu Uthman ibn Affan, when Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu came by. After exchanging greetings, etc., he addressed Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu and he said, "Halumma ya Aba Abdirrahman, inna li ilayka haja. Oh, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, can you kindly excuse yourself for a moment? I would love to have a moment with you in privacy. I have a particular matter to discuss with you." Nay, the narration goes on, فَاسْتَخْلَاهُ. He took him in isolation and seclusion. And the hadith also expounds on the matter that he intended discussing. In essence, it was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu who extended a proposal to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that, "Can I arrange for a prospective spouse and get you married, etc.?" Which is great, it's wonderful that you take care of the needs of your brother, your friends, your companions. Someone is divorced or widowed or is looking to settle down, you know, you pay them up or looking for employment. However, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah alerts us to a great etiquette, and that's the richness of our deen. That's the profound nature of our teachings. فِيهِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ إِسْتِحْبَابِ الْأَسْرَارِ بِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَإِنَّهُ مِمَّا يُسْتَحْيَى ذِكْرُهُ مِنْ بَيْنِ النَّاسِ. We learn from this that if you want to offer a proposal to someone to get married, or you want to counsel someone who is having marital discord, you don't do it in public. Sayyidina Uthman did not address the matter with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in the presence of Alqama. Rather, he took him aside. So the message is, my brother, when you help, it's great. When you empower, it's noble. But be conscious and cognitive of the surroundings and the sensitivity of people. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib was the noblest of tabi'een. Abu Wada'a was one of his distinguished students. He says, "I would daily attend. Kuntu udawimu ala halqati Sa'id. I was a punctual, diligent, devoted student in the discourses of my teacher, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib rahimahullah. On a particular instance, for a stint, I was absent in class. Fatafaqadani. He looked around for me and he did not see me. فَظَنَّ أَنَّ بِي مَرَضْ أَوْ عَرَضَ لِي عَارِضْ. So he thought probably I had taken ill. وَسَأَلَ عَنِّي مَنْ حَوْلَهُ. And he asked, you know, those around, "Where is Abu Wada'a?" Nobody really had a reply. فَلَمَّا عُدْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَعْدَ أَيَّامٍ. When I returned after few days, he asked me, "Aina kunta ya Aba Wada'a?" Oh, Abu Wada'a, where were you? I did not see you in the lessons for the last few days. So I said, "My teacher, my mentor, tuwfiyat zawjati, my spouse had passed away. Fashtaghaltu bi amriha." So I was engaged in the rituals of burials, burial, etc. So my teacher consoled me, comforted me, and then he said, "Halla akhbartana? Why didn't you inform us? Fanashhad janazataha ma'ak. We would have attended the funeral as well and supported you during these trying times." So I acknowledged his condolences and his sympathy. وَهَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَقُومُ. And I was on the verge of now leaving the gathering because the lesson had concluded. فَاسْتَبَّقَانِ. He said, just wait 1 minute. حَتَّى انْصَرَفَ جَمِيعُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ. Until everyone had left the gathering. When everyone left the gathering, he renewed his condolences. And then he said, "Oh Abu Wada'a, going forward, أَمَا فَكَّرْتَ فِي اسْتِحْدَاثِ زَوْجَةٍ لَكْ. Have you given thought to getting married again?" And I said, "Well, who will marry me to their daughter? I am a orphan." He said, "I kept you behind till everyone left because I would like to marry you to my daughter." The point I'm saying, sensitivity, not in the presence of people. So let us be amongst those people who can help, but let us not compromise our help by being insensitive to the emotions of people. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.